This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
All right, time to launch the Sacred Fire of Liberty with Jonathan E. Mord, and he's back, and we're together. And Jonathan, since the whole shooting that happened in South Florida, you know, we talked and highlighted your video, a 5-minute piece that you talked about psychotropic medications. Still, the silence is deafening in the mainstream media and government officials are talking about the real connection between these shootings, and it isn't caused by guns, it's caused by people who are just removed from reality to some extent, removed from governor on their own behavior via these psychotropic medications. Good news is, and I want everybody to hear this, apparently, even Donald Trump, President Trump, has seen your 5-minute video on the psychotropic link to these shootings.
Well, we've received word from the White House that the special assistant to the president, one of the special assistants to the president, has examined it. And our understanding was that the video is intended for viewing by the president, too. But I can't confirm that the president has actually viewed it. I wasn't there. I could, you know, so I don't know. But I would certainly hope so. And I think that the basic message that needs to be explored that isn't being explored, it's largely being ignored on the federal and state level, is the connection between drugs that the FDA admits increases the risk of suicide and violent behavior and these kids, because almost every one of them has been on these drugs. And this 18-year-old guy in Florida was on these drugs. The fact that it's admitted that they increase the risk of suicide and violent behavior should automatically cause an investigation to be undertaken in each case to determine the extent to which those drugs created that kind of aberrant behavior, whether it was observed or by others when the person was on the drugs or shortly after they were off the drugs. And the psychiatrist should be examined, their files should be examined, any evidence related to it. And it should also result in a change in government policy that restricts access to these drugs at a minimum, but really should ban them, as has been done in Britain, for youth. And if a kid is on one of these drugs, it should be known by the school administration. These kids should be monitored closely to make sure that they don't show any signs of violence or odd propensity towards violent behavior, either suicidal behavior or harm to others. That's the threat, I think. That's a clear connection. Otherwise, there's nothing to link these kids together other than they grabbed a weapon. I mean, what was the motivation? Well, they may each have different psychoses or different bizarre behavior characteristics that lead them to this, but the common thread is these drugs. And it seems to me that we owe it to the American people to defend the schools. Sure, we need to have select administrators trained in how to use weapons, and so the schools are armed, the teachers are armed and can protect the students. But we also need to have a reality check here. We're giving 1 in 5 people these drugs in America, and it wasn't until these drugs became so commonplace in our country, particularly among youth, that these incidents of violent behavior started occurring. Now, there's no direct proof that that's the ultimate causal factor because there hasn't been an adequate investigation. Every time there's an effort to get the information to do an investigation, such as we endeavored to do for the nonprofit group Able Child in Connecticut, the government rallies around and refuses to produce any of the medical records or any of the information, and thereby prevents a serious investigation by scientists of the association.
Yeah, this is unconscionable. If you really are concerned, you have a sincere concern for the welfare, the health, the life, the safety of children in schools, much less anywhere, as we talk about the psychotropic meds impacting on children, not being tested adequately and even being banned in Britain for that reason. Yet there are also gross exaggerations in the mainstream media who have an anti-Second Amendment agenda, anti-gun agenda, claiming that, you know, we are now in the era of school shootings because of Columbine in 1999. But the reality is you start looking at these numbers correctly, and no, we don't have more now than we did then. The perception is because of media coverage and the hype, et cetera. Even the claim that there had been 18 school shootings in 2018 was grossly exaggerated and has been debunked since that time. But again, the meme is that, my gosh, this is a crisis of national extraordinary proportions. We've got to get guns away from Americans, as opposed to the thing that I think would be honing in on a real definitive cause. Again, children who have, yes, mental aberrations, disorders, but removed from the limitations on certain homicidal or even suicidal or combination of those behaviors by the known chemical interactions with their own brain and nervous system on these psychotropic medications. I still find it stunning, Jonathan. And listen, I know the mainstream media is controlled and pharmaceutically conflicted, as is our regulatory agencies that have been captured by Big Pharma. But it is stunning how efficient and effective they've been silencing this discussion, a rational discussion, like you brought out in that video that apparently, you know, all the way up to the highest levels of the Trump administration, maybe President Trump himself, has now viewed. So it's not like it's unknown. The question is, what do we do from here?
Well, one of the things that is very important for people to just rationally contemplate, school shootings are a relatively new phenomenon. Last decade, a little over a decade, those school shootings, there's been essentially an epidemic of shootings across the country. Prior to that time, it was unheard of in the United States. So we have over, you know, since the founding of the Republic in 1787 forward, virtually no instance of school shooting, and certainly nothing like these mass genocidal murder situations occurring in schools. Now, some would say, well, you know, that's because AK-47s are relatively, you know, are the AR-15s are relatively new. Not really. I mean, there have been automatic weapons even back to Tommy guns, you know, in the 20s. So rapid fire weapons with munitions that are devastating have been around for a long time, and access to those weapons has not been hard. There's an underground market that sells these things, and people and the drug community get them, and it's oftentimes the case that criminals are able to get them very easily. So there's not been a situation in this country where access to weapons has varied very greatly. But still, we find these school shootings occurring in the last two decades, and in the last decade, really occurring quite frequently by comparison. The only thing that's changed in that short period of time is the extent to which kids in public schools are given antidepressants and psychotropic medications.
Mm-hmm.
So many kids are being given Ritalin, so many kids are being given Paxil. The incidence of distribution of those drugs among kids is just amazing. It's over a million kids are drugged every day in the United States with these drugs. Those drugs are known to create aberrant behavior. They're known to increase the risk of suicide, known to increase the risk of violent behavior. That seems to me to be a causal element.
Sure.
That you can't dismiss. And all the facts and circumstances suggest that that causal element is not in any way being mitigated by anything. They're not taking any step to mitigate the risk.
But if we can see it, and many people have seen it, the fact that it's not being talked about openly in discussion on any level that we know of at this point, certainly in media, except for that one mentioned by Bevin, governor of Kentucky, it's been deathly, deadly silent, which goes to, I guess, another maybe layer of the revelation that we have a controlled media. The First Amendment is not in effect when it comes to the so-called corporate legacy media. The things that we do here on this show and others out there that are considered alternative or new media that are relegated as fake news. The irony is that the hashtag fake news is actually happening by those who won't cover this level of intensity and integrity with discussing the real danger that is posed to our children by those drugs. The weapons, I'd say, are incidental in a sense, because no matter what they could access, these people who end up homicidal and suicidal will use it. And so to argue it's the weapon, no, because it wouldn't come into play if these kids were not on these meds in the same way. As we've seen, over 90% of those shootings, we have evidence of those psychotropic medicines being involved.
Right, and if you restrict access of the public at large to the very kinds of weapons that are being used by these people, then, you know, if you have a rapid-fire weapon that is being used against someone with a pistol, that, you know, it's not a fair fight, and it's going to be the bloodshed is going to continue. You have to enable those who defend our kids to have the weapons they need in order to do it against the type of threat that's actually existing in our environment. And most of these kids who've been involved in these school shootings have used automatic weapons or weapons modified with bump stocks to be able to function as automatic weapons, rapid-fire weapons.
And regulatory irony here, Jonathan, you've been engaged in dealing with the bureaucratic oligarchy for years. The very thing that I have witnessed in my life as a homeopath, as a natural healer, to take these kids out of this level of angst and you know, mental disorder, is nutrition, are essential fats. Even now we're learning about cannabidiol, the non-psychoactive component from the hemp plant. Other things that are actually having an impact in calming and soothing the nerves, the brains, the emotions, in a way that doesn't take them into violence. And yet those are the things that are immediately attacked by FDA, for instance, if anybody even hints that they could be utilized that way.
Yeah, it's a messed up system. That is certainly true. And the rational decisions to investigate the drugs that have increased risk of suicide and violent behavior, to arm teachers, train them well and arm them, and, you know, put in whatever defense is necessary, those are rational decisions. Instead of those decisions being embraced, irrationality is embraced. Let's ban all weapons of a particular kind so that no one can get them. Well,
we had to take a break, Jonathan. I'm sorry, we're up against a break. We're going to come back, Sacred Fire of Liberty, this discussion going where nowhere else in mainstream media is going, and enjoying it thoroughly. Check it out. Links are up in the show notes. We'll be right back. Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you're suffering from backaches and arthritis, safe, soothing, odorless Topperson Pain Relief Cream is for you. Topperson will also help your everyday aches and pains, joint pain, muscle cramping, and much more. Topperson is so sure you'll find our products beneficial, we're offering a 100% money-back guarantee. Topperson Pain Relief Cream is available at CVS, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and at thousands of independent pharmacies and natural markets. Pain-free, live-free. Topperson. Rub it in.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, the discussion here with Jonathan Emor today, irrational responses to very scary events, or do we step back and re-engage the rational mind and actually acknowledge things that are contributing causes and things that would actually resolve to change the future? In other words, would prevent, by and large, a lot of these events from happening, realizing that we have no... There's nobody that has total control over everybody's behavior. But if we're seeing substances approved by government being given to children, eliciting behaviors that may or may not actually have happened without them, shouldn't that be a rational discussion? That's what we're doing right now. We're going to talk a little bit more about this, and we're going to dive into the controversy of sanctuary cities in America. Who has sanctuary? Who doesn't? But Jonathan, any more things you can drop into the media waters to help people to see again rationally what's happening here, as opposed to irrationally violating the rights of others to defend themselves?
Well, one thing that you certainly don't want to do that seems to be a major passion with those who are dealing with this issue is to prevent people from defending themselves. And if you disarm a population, you say you may not obtain a weapon one kind or another, or you make a school zone a gun-free zone where anyone who is armed in that zone will be arrested. Basically, what you're doing is giving those who intend on violating the law to begin with a free pass, because only those who are law-abiding are going to follow the law. Those who are intent on breaking the law anyway, committing murder, are going to go ahead and use whatever they can get their hands on to commit the murder that they find to be useful in that way. So it's not smart at all to disarm the innocent. The innocent need to be protected. Whether you put police in the school, whether you arm the teachers and train them to be armed in the classroom, whether you have special people employed who are trained in the use of these weapons to defend the kids. It needs to be done. It's not a question of whether there's going to be another school shooting. We all know that based on the history that we now have, there likely will be one. So in that regard, if we don't do what is necessary to defend kids, we're just complicit, essentially, mm-hmm. as decision makers in allowing more slaughter to occur of innocents. And that is our fundamental. There's no more fundamental duty of government than to protect the innocent from violence. There's no, the deprivation of your life, liberty, and property is the fundamental role of the government to prevent.
Yes.
And
would it be
that's what they're abdicating? They're abdicating that in favor of an irrational move to deny everyone arms. Well, if you deny everyone arms by rule of law, only those who are outside the law will have arms. Have
them. Yeah, but again, that's rational. It's logical. We've lost concepts of logic. It's not being taught in the schools anymore, and we have, by and large, the political left who, say we want to protect not the children necessarily. They'll claim it, but not in reality. But they'll want to protect people who have entered America illegally or are here illegally. And the development of the sanctuary city concept. The concept of sanctuary, I guess, has its basis in churches or houses of worship, providing it in some way. But is it really sanctuary? What's happening, for instance, in San Francisco or in these other cities that seem to be violating our, as we discussed last week, Jonathan, I think very rationally, the distinct difference between nullification of federal prohibitions or laws that are not in line with the Constitution versus, as you acknowledge very well, that our immigration laws and border protection is an appropriate constitutional federal authority.
Right. This is a rather straightforward issue. You have states, cities, localities across the United States declaring themselves to be a sanctuary for those who are violating federal law. You come here and we will protect you against those who would arrest you for violating federal law. Well, that's obstruction of justice. And when the Supremacy Clause of the Constitution leaves the federal government's power over this sphere absolute. You have total control over foreign entry into the United States by the United States, which controls the borders and even has the total authority over border entry and entry into the country. So when a state says, you get here illegally, we're going to protect you from federal prosecution, they're setting themselves up to be a government hostile to the supreme law of the land, and that can't stand.
No,
they're, and so Attorney General Sessions has rightfully sued the state of California. And that's the way to go.
We need to get into that, but we're out of time for this segment again. We're moving so quickly today, Jonathan, but the topics are so engaging and interesting. All right, more on the Sanctuary City discussion and debate with Jonathan Emord on the Sacred Fire of Liberty here on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Check it out there, including bringing you back to Jonathan Emord and the video we mentioned earlier of him talking about the psychotropic medications related to the school shootings, etc. Go check it out. All there in the notes. Now, Jonathan, we were hitting the sanctuary cities last week. We had, I think, a really great discussion. I wanted you to delineate between concepts where nullification is valid, because one thing Jeff Sessions did, he pretty much did a weird thing. He said nullification is never valid, never appropriate, where he should have and could have said within the confines of federal authority that is constitutional and lawful on our borders and immigration. Because, the political left has argued that on gun control, states don't have the right to nullify the feds. But they do, because there are certain things not within the federal, lawful authority to do. And that's where we've seen, states take an appropriate role. But where the Constitution is being abided by, that is where the Federal Supremacy Clause exists, and it is correct. So I think distinction has to be acknowledged and made here. But on this issue, I'm with you. This is where the feds do have a proper authority scenario, but there is some confusion, and I always like to be able to clear it up with you.
Well, I think that it is a natural extension of the power of the United States to defend the United States, that it have the power to defend its borders against those who are entering the country, particularly those who are entering the country to perform an illegal act. Those are absolutely indistinguishable, in my mind, from a army that is intent on doing the same, that individuals are intent on doing that. I don't see any distinction to be made. But the point is simple. Only the federal government has the power to protect the nation's borders and has the exclusive jurisdiction to do so under the power of the president as commander-in-chief and in accordance with the laws passed by Congress. That law is supreme. It completely occupies the field. There is no other law in competition with it in our history is not subject to the supremacy clause. So that's an easy one. Now, there are other cases where it's not so easy. So, for example, an entirely intrastate matter, mm-hmm. where you're not talking about someone coming in from outside of the state or from outside of the United States, but an entirely intrastate matter that does not affect the neighboring states or impinge upon interstate commerce is one that is rightfully within the province of the states, and there's no constitutional delegation of power to reach it. In such instances, if the federal government were to exceed its constitutional limits, then state nullification would be appropriate. But in this instance, this is completely consistent with the power of the federal government. And in fact, the federal government has entirely occupied this field of protecting the nation's borders. As a consequence, when states act to interfere with the ability of the nation, the United States, to defend the borders and to limit access into this country of foreign nationals, it is the province and duty of the federal government to defend its own laws against those states or localities. And in doing so, it asserts the supremacy clause, goes to federal court, gets an injunction against the actions that are interfering, and may even get not only a negative injunction, which bars them from interfering, may even get a positive injunction, which compels them to cooperate. So that if there are areas where people are being protected and are known, they're known to exist, but that information is kept from the feds, then that information may have to be supplied to the feds so they can go and arrest them. Or if there are police, local authorities that are preventing the feds from going in and arresting someone, well, they may have to be detained or imprisoned to allow that process to occur. As a practical matter, there's absolutely no common sense in this. The people who are breaking the law are being defended by the states against the imposition of law enforcement. The result being that many who are intent on committing crimes find this to be a refuge against prosecution. So they can commit murder, they can steal, and yet they can be immune from prosecution because they're in a jurisdiction that says that the feds may not come and get them, or that the state may even itself elect not to get them. We've got a mayor in California who tipped off perhaps as many as 100 or more illegal aliens that ICE was intending on performing a raid to arrest illegals. According to the best information about this, a good number of the folks who were involved, who were tipped off, were themselves engaged in secondary and tertiary criminal activities such as violent crimes, rape, theft. And yet the mayor used her power to protect those people. That's obstruction of justice. She may be an accessory after the fact. She may have aided and abetted individuals in committing crimes against her own population.
Yeah, it's pretty criminal, the behavior, in terms of turning over your own people and subjecting them to unlawful, let's say, harm in this case. Let's take an example of Sweden. I don't know if you've seen what's gone on in Sweden with kind of open borders, massive immigration, massive migration in there, particularly, you know, there's a lot of the Islamic faith. I'm not here to denigrate anybody's belief system, but in that context, what's happened in Sweden is quite extraordinary. People that are not assimilating into the Swedish, you know, government or let's say country, the people, and now they have roving rape gangs, and they're so afraid to call out the criminals that they actually are. There's one, I think a mayor up there that said, you know, to women, if you're there and you're going to be raped by these groups, just go with it. Let it happen. And I mean, it's just outrageous, the things that I'm hearing over there. And they say that anybody that speaks out against this is considered worse than xenophobic, maybe even racist. So, and that we see our political left arguing for those of us who say, you know, there's a legitimacy to borders and border control and deciding who can and who can't come in based on who might harm, who might contribute and all of that, that they are using some of those arguments. But there's enough evidence to show, you know, this is not a good plan for longevity unless you're looking to destroy the United States as a nation from within.
Yeah, they make a fundamental fallacy into a rubric in a condition of the law. Obviously, discrimination is defined by instances in which an individual based predicated upon another's race, gender, prevents them from receiving a benefit of one kind or another, or goes farther and actually punishes them, harms them because of their race or their gender. But when it comes to simple application of law enforcement, Mr. X raped Mrs. Y, X is prosecuted for the rape, not because X is a Muslim, not because X is a person from outside of Sweden. So that's utter nonsense to not prosecute the law. And in fact, that's the actual discrimination then.
Right.
What you're doing then is you're discriminating against the law-abiding innocent victims in favor of this other identified group of Muslims or whatever that you're saying. You're saying we can't prosecute a Muslim because if we prosecute a Muslim, it's racist. Well, utter nonsense. If the Muslim person who committed the criminal act is not prosecuted, then you are discriminating against those who are victims who have an entitlement to the defense of the law. You're denying them that, so you're discriminating against them. And the law should be colorblind, and it should be gender blind, and it should be used to go after those who violate the rights of life, liberty, and property of other individuals. And when the law breaks down, as it has in the United States and sanctuary cities, then the real victims, the real ones who are being discriminated against, are the innocent citizens who are preyed upon by those that the state is protecting. This is not unlike Nazism. I mean, this is when the state protects a violent minority from being prosecuted for their acts of violence, it becomes a party to the subjugation and victimization of its own citizens. And that's, of course, what Nazism is all about.
I wonder if Americans snuck into Mexico illegally and then, you know, said, you know, I'm here, and would there be a lot of Mexican officials, government officials, claiming sanctuary cities in Mexico for Americans that snuck into Mexico? I'm just thinking, you know, how bizarre and absurd.
Yeah,
this is.
It's definitely not the case, because of all the places in the world now, Mexico is one of the most violent places on earth, and many Americans can attest to the fact that they have been robbed, raped, brutalized, or even murdered in Mexico. So the point is simple. They're not protecting us in Mexico adequately, but boy, oh boy, are we giving their criminal element, you know, just imagine that you are a thug and you're in Mexico and you would like to kill and rob and so on. And you're looking at the United States and say, oh, well, I can just go to California, or I can go, you know, to this other place in Sanctuary City, and I can get away with it. And then you can go across the border, commit all these crimes, take all the stuff, come back to Mexico, or hang out in the Sanctuary City or in the Sanctuary State and be free of prosecution. Are people insane? I mean, that's the worst message you could possibly send to the enemies of the United States. Come here if you're an immigrant. Come here if you're Al-Qaeda. Come here if you're ISIS. Come here to my state. It's a sanctuary state. If you're an immigrant, mm-hmm. we'll protect you against our own people.
Right. Now, consistency is important here. It's not that we're saying this is the only danger to America or Americans. In fact, you would acknowledge, Jonathan, with all of your work in the Beltway, you know, going after the FDA, for instance, to acknowledge that the things they approve and defend and protect are actually, you know, the third leading cause of death in America to Americans, right? So it's consistently, if you believe in a culture of life, you want to defend it anywhere and everywhere you can. And, so it's not that we're overemphasizing this issue of sanctuary cities, but my gosh, you know, ironically, the feds have their own problem, right? The state of California has some problems. We're not going to deny that those problems exist, and we're going to, you know, take it head on as much as we can to recognize that there are places in government, and government has always been the greatest threat to life, liberty, and property, which was the irony, too, of defending the actions of the federal government, but within constitutional bounds. Our founding fathers set it up so they wouldn't do those things, although it wasn't going to depend on the piece of paper. It's the willingness of the people to defend those principles that were in it.
Well, it is, to me, the epitome of hypocrisy when a government official swears an oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States.
Yeah.
And then turns around and uses the power of his or her office to violate federal law and violate the rights of innocent parties and grant an extra legal protection to illegal
it doesn't exist
individuals.
All right, folks, we've got to take a break. Jonathan E. Mord here, Sacred Fire of Liberty. Always more to discuss than we have time to discuss it, but we're going to continue on diving into the constitutional principles that really light us up in defense of liberty. And for everybody around the world listening, I hope you're digging it as much as we are. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
If you ever miss a show, archives are available immediately at GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication, then an iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, and SoundCloud. And, of course, we simulcast on YouTube five out of the six days of the week. And Jonathan is here with me, Sacred Fire of Liberty. And, of course, emore.com is linked up in the notes as well. Jonathan, again, constitutional principles of defense of liberty. The Constitution doesn't grant us any rights. It was written to protect those rights, to limit government's action against those rights. On the federal level, even the state level, it guaranteed a Republican form of government within the states as well. So we can't have socialism and communism, yet there's a lot of evidence that even on our federal level, we've abandoned those principles, and we continue to have to push back on them because it's just not the piece of paper that was written all those years ago that's going to protect us.
That's right. We've had incremental growth of government since the 1920s, really since the Progressive Era, and it's really in the 20th century it was government growth on steroids, and we've had the creation of a federal bureaucracy that is really outside the Constitution in the sense that the Constitution was designed to have checks and balances and to ensure that no single authority within government would have legislative, executive, and judicial power, and yet many of the hundreds of agencies of the federal government in their sphere of jurisdiction over the market have the legislative, executive, and judicial powers all combined in them, so they function as a little oligarchy. and they have ruinous consequences for the market. The Federal Trade Commission, for example, has performed during the Obama administration like a wrecking ball, destroying selectively businesses, particularly small, medium-sized businesses all across the United States with ruinous effect on employment levels. And this has gone by without notice from the media, but it has been an absolute ruinous thing. And it's largely done on an academic dispute. They'll say that something in an advertisement is misleading. They'll have no proof of anyone actually being harmed or anyone suffering from being misled. People who are misled have a civil recourse, of course, and class action suits, there's no shortage of them. But when it comes to the FTC, they operate without proof of statistical evidence of deception. They just presume it, and they presume to interpret the language of an ad. And then they go after a party, and they insist that the party prove that the
they're guilty.
Right.
You know, until proven innocent. No, they're basically it reverses the whole construct.
The party bringing the charge is also the judge.
Right.
So the Federal Trade Commission itself is bringing the action against a party, and it's the ultimate judge of the law.
Yeah.
And it creates its own law. So it has total power to arbitrarily and capriciously ruin business, and that's what it's done.
Well,
if you have an ad that has something deceptive in it, the simplest method is to simply stop that use of that deception and to communicate the information to the public so the public isn't deceived. If the government did that, then there would be no serious harm to the economy. People would be helped in being given information, and there wouldn't be mass unemployment because someone had a word in an ad that the FTC doesn't like.
Right.
Now, that's the way it should be done, but that's not how it's done. Instead, they destroy whole businesses based on single words.
Sure. Well,
and that's what they do.
Even the FDA going against the compliance policy guide of homeopathy. It's ludicrous. It's ridiculous. Nobody's dying from homeopathic medicine, yet that's still happening. Is there any pushback update there?
And yet... Right. And so they're going to take down a whole industry, even though that industry is, according to the people who've taken the products, have helped them. And even though there is no great hue and cry that people are being hurt, no one's getting hurt except in extremely rare circumstances where they're already being prosecuted for whatever. But the point is, for everybody else, now they want to shut down. This commissioner of the FDA wants to shut down the entire market for homeopathy. So what does that do? That deprives people of products that they want, that they use successfully. Deprives medical practitioners of another weapon in their arsenal, and it does no good to anybody else.
Right.
Absolutely nothing.
It
causes unemployment.
You're right. Trump should know this. Gottlieb is a totalitarian at the FDA. That's how they behave. That's how the FTC behaves. Very un-American, in my opinion, Jonathan. But I am so grateful to God and to you, my friend, that you're there doing battle where it needs to be done as well as all of you out there that listen to the show and live liberty. And don't wait and don't ask for permission where none is required, because that also is helpful in the battle against tyranny. Jonathan, we're out of time. It goes so quickly. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Robert.
All right, folks, remember, it's the God's honest truth, and this is true politically, economically, and, of course, for your health. The power to heal really is yours.
The Robert Scott,
the
Bell,
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.